Hello.
Hi, good evening. This is Joseph. I'm calling with Opinion Survey. How you doing?
With who, sorry?
Opinion Survey. We're conducting an opinion survey regarding your attitude and your opinions towards politics. Can you help us with this?
All right, sure.
Thanks. I'll try to make this fast as possible for you. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
All right. And what year were you born?
89.
Okay. And are you registered to vote like many people or not registered?
Am I what, sorry?
Are you registered to vote like many or
yes.
Like, no?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yes, you are. Okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hispanic.
Okay. Hispanic, Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, or something else?
Mexican-American.
Okay. And select a race. So you're Hispanic, Spanish origin. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following, the future of the planet? How you feel about it?
Well, humans don't know how to take care of the planet, so I guess negative.
Okay. How about the future of the country?
Negative as well.
How about your own future?
Positive, for sure.
Okay. Definitely.
definitely.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel you have your vote on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 meaning you have no power at all. 10 meaning you have a lot of power.
10.
Okay. And of the following issues, which of the three are most important to you? Gun violence, economy and cost of living, national security, healthcare, education, mental health, climate change, immigration, racism, discrimination, abortion,
can I
crime. I could just three.
I would say the gun violence.
Gun violence, what else?
And somewhat the economy.
The economy, okay, and the cost of living?
Yeah.
All right, what else?
What else did you say?
National security, healthcare, education, mental health, climate change, immigration. Racism.
Mental health.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about this important chapter of your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize most? Improving or maintaining mental health, work-life balance, advancing in your career, improving or maintaining physical health, caring for senior family members, having or caring for children, contributing to positive change in your community, economic security, financial dependence, relationship, hobby, or time activities, your education, or other?
Can you repeat the question again? Sorry.
Yeah, thinking about this chapter of your life, which of the three following do you currently prioritize most? Like, which is the most important?
Mental. Mm-hmm.
The mental health. What else?
Yeah, probably physical.
Physical.
And...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And education.
All right. And which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. Your role in a relationship, like, you know, being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, being a woman, being American, your personality, being young, your hobbies and your interests, your sexual orientation, your profession, your spiritual
my
religion.
My profession,
belief.
My hobbies, and...
or being a member of a racial ethnic group.
I don't know, like my hobbies and like my mental health.
Being young, your personality, being American, being a woman.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which one?
My personality, being a woman.
Okay. All right, I got you three. And when you think about the American political system, what emotions do you feel the most often? You may choose up to two. Dread, pride, disappointment, sadness, anger, frustration, exhaustion, happiness, hope.
When I think about the what, sorry?
about the political system?
Mm.
What emotions do you feel?
I don't know, somewhat happy and somewhat upset.
Okay. Upset and happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And which of the following statements come close to your opinion? Statement A says, our government political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement
no.
B says, Statement B says, our government political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
That one maybe in the future.
Okay, and the third one says, our government political system will likely never work, which effectively provides solutions and issues for the American people. You still say B?
Well, let's hope for it, right?
Okay. And what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? The two-party system, you can choose up to three. So it's a two-party system. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Systemic racism, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Corporate money has too many influences. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Too many old white people in power. Division and gridlock between political parties, or none of the above.
What was the third one?
Systemic racism.
And the second one?
Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people.
I don't think any of them. I don't know.
Okay. No worries. And how much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do you do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? President Biden.
I mean, to be honest with you, not a lot really. I just don't care about that president.
Okay, so not like a little or not at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Supreme Court.
Hello?
Yeah, the Supreme Court. Would you say they affect you a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. The Congress.
Not at all either.
Okay. How about community organizations like nonprofit grassroots coalitions?
Nonprofit?
Yeah.
I guess a little.
Little? Okay. How about like your state government?
A lot.
A lot? Okay. How about like ballot initiatives? Like purpose laws that public votes on directly?
A little bit.
A little bit? Okay, cool. And what about your city government?
A lot.
Okay. And now you will hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each one, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through the civic participation. So the options are very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, and not at all motivating, okay? So the first one says, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges, universities can no longer take racism into consideration in admissions. Is that somewhat motivating or demotivating at all or anything?
Not really, no.
Okay. How about in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down on the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade?
A lot.
Okay. A lot. Very motivating.
Can I have some wine, please?
That's very motivating or somewhat?
What was the question again, sorry?
So the statement says in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down on the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Does that, like, help you enact change through civic participation or not at all?
No, not really.
Okay. How about this one? The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
They want to block it, you said? Like,
yeah.
Not help out anymore?
Exactly.
Oh, no, that's a problem.
Okay, so that's, like, very motivating then, would you say?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them?
That's a problem.
That's very motivating then?
Unmotivated.
Not at all.
No, yeah. And the other one, the previous one, it was not at all as well.
Okay, cool. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? So the options is very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not at all. Volunteering for an advocacy organization. What did you say about
not
that?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about voting in elections?
Voting in elections?
Yeah.
Is that motivating? Yeah, I guess that's motivating.
But the question is, in your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? So is that very effective, or is like voting in elections very effective, somewhat, not very effective, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. How about boycotting a company?
Pardon me?
How about boycotting a company?
Not effective.
Not effective? Okay. How about attending a protest?
It might be effective.
Somewhat effective? Okay. Yeah. How about contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives?
Might be.
Okay, somewhat. Sharing your opinions with friends and families in person or on social media?
Effective.
Okay. How about signing a petition?
Effective.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, please think about the barriers that made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describes why you may not have voted in the previous election? You may choose up to three. The first one says you did not have time to vote. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. The candidate didn't represent your values. There were intimidating presence at the polling place. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Inconvenience. You didn't know enough about the candidates. You're mailing
Not enough timing.
Not enough timing? Okay.
Yeah.
Is there another one?
I work, so then by the time I get there, it's closed.
How about not didn't know enough about the candidates, or your mailing ballot didn't arrive on time, or you didn't know how or when to vote or register?
Didn't arrive on time.
Okay. So is that it? You didn't have time?
Excuse me?
Is that it? You didn't have time? That's the only one?
Yeah, I didn't have time. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. For each of the following, please rate whether this information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States. So the first one says, the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% at the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, reported that we have to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures to like these for a livable, sustainable future. Does that make you engage a lot, a little less, or a lot less?
Mine's all five.
Huh?
A little. Yeah, mine's all
little. Five. Less or more?
More?
Okay. How about this one? In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down on the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access for people across the country, triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made clear that we won't accept this attack and our rights of becoming together and protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy and protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies.
I should.
A little more, a little less, a lot more engaged.
A lot.
Okay. A lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about this one? Right now, most of the U.S. is struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying zero in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules and paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to the demand that corporations be held accountable to pay their fair share. Is that something that engaged a lot more, a lot little more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little less.
Okay. Young voters turned out to be a huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues affecting abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in the history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of the eligible voters in 2024, giving young voters a decisive influence on the election outcome. Let's put the power in action so the government reflects us and our values. Does that engage a lot more, engage a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little less.
Okay. And which of the media resources do you check for most of your new content? TikTok, national TV, news stations, podcasts, local TV. You can choose up to two. News, informational articles online, Twitter, Instagram, international news outlets, YouTube, Facebook.
Podcasts and Instagram.
Podcasts and Instagram. Okay. And thinking about the content you consume online, what topics do you see the most? You may choose two. Business, finance, hobby, tips and hacks, news, current events. Shows, movie, music, government, politics,
business and finance.
Business and finance. All right. What else?
I actually created a business off of Instagram.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just FYI. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You can do a lot of things nowadays, but back then you couldn't.
Right.
How about health and beauty, self-care, sports, science, and technology? Do you have any other ones?
Sports.
Okay, cool. And what's the highest level of school you completed or the highest degree you received? 12th grade below, no high school diploma, high school diploma graduate, equivalent, some college but no degree, associate, bachelor,
so
master's, associate.
And applied science, yeah.
Okay, cool. And do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual,
straight,
or four, something else? Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
No, none of the above.
None of the above? Okay. Is it okay for me to put single? Or?
Yeah, single because I'm not married, right? But yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No, I don't have any kids.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
So far, independent.
Okay. Do you lean more towards Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
Republic.
Okay. Do you describe your employment status full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-home parent, student?
I have my own business, so.
Okay. Business owner. All right. And do you, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat,
Oh, I wasn't able to vote.
Were not eligible to vote? Okay.
Yeah, no, I didn't make it in time.
Last year in 2022, what was the total family income from all the sources before taxes? Give me your best estimate, it's fine. What would you say?
I believe like 90.
Okay. And, okay, this concludes our survey this evening. Thank you so much for your participation. I'm sorry, you know, caught you in a bad moment probably. But thank you for taking your time, all right?
All right.
I appreciate it. Have a good one. Bye.
Okay.